the comments now on Chaz McCormick, as Chaz McCormick was sent to the IL. If you remember yesterday, Chaz, he talked about Chaz, said Chaz was good, feeling good, a little sore, feeling good. They had the x-rays, and there was no fracture. But then a little later on after the game, there was a different tune spoken. If you have that, Tyler, let me hear what Joe was saying about Chaz McCormick now.
Oh yeah, so Chaz has a small fracture in his right hand, so obviously that will be NIL.
Are you ruling out the rest of the year?
Oh, I can't tell. I can give you a timeline. Just right now, it's just, you know, obviously IL.
Do you have a corresponding year?
Not yet. No. All right, thank you guys.
All right, so
you know what my favorite part of that? I'm sorry, Ron. You know what my favorite part of that is? It's the very beginning where he is acting like, oh, it almost slipped my mind. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
I should listen to this. Like, get the hell out of here.
I'm really curious. As I said, I will not believe a damn thing they say. I don't believe anything they're saying about Altuve. I won't.
Oh, yeah.
This is fine. Yeah, he said that's exactly what he's saying about Altuve right now. Exactly what he said about Chaz. A little sore. He's good. We saw the x-rays, and now, we did get imaging. I said it yesterday. Why don't you wait till the imaging comes out before you just declare that he's good and there's no fracture? And he does have to go on the IL. I'm just wondering from you and the people, because it really annoys the hell out of me how they handle injuries. Like, the what they do with the injuries, I'm just – does it bother everybody else?
I'm just
hell
over it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just over it at this point. Like, it's what they're going to do. It's how they're going to handle them. Every it can't trust anything that comes out of their mouth, and they're.
Oh yeah.
The interesting part of it is it's one thing to handle it like the way Dusty did, which was the HIPAA comments.
Yeah, just don't tell you.
But even the silly stuff.
Well,
but it appears that they. Whether it's Dana Brown or Joe Espada, it appears that they try to give you the real of it, and they're just wrong.
Botch it.
Right?
Yes.
That's the interesting part. Typically, like, medicals are handled, like, tight to vest, like, and not because they don't want anybody to know, but more or less because it's such personal information, and you don't know a lot of the times. But these guys just they botch it every time. It's just old hat for me, man.
Maybe that's why it bothers me. Like, Belichick. Like in certain NFL teams, I think Bill O'Brien was like this. Nick a little bit was like this before D'Amico and them got here, where they would just not tell you nothing, be closed to the we won't speak about it until they absolutely have to, until they have to. That's one thing. And like you said, Dusty, HIPAA, you could tell it's just, I just don't want to tell you anything. And a lot of it is, I just don't want the opponent to know.
I'm from a different generation.
But I think what you're saying is they're telling the stuff and just wrong. I mean, completely wrong about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the amount of times in which they said Kyle Tucker is looking like he's close to getting back is just insane when he wasn't. And, I mean, anywhere close to it, like, it almost is like – it almost – almost makes you feel like, do they need to clean house in the entire medical? Are they like, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose.
It's not even
a
joke. That might be a real thing.
No, I'm serious. Like, I it makes me wonder, Tyler,
did these people fake their MDs?
Are they misdiagnosing this?
That's what I'm
saying. That's where it comes into me is like I don't know. Like I don't know. Or is Altuve good? Like, are they seeing the right stuff?
No, I mean, it's there's two things going on. The manager is awful at communicating.
Very.
And he has to talk to the media every day, and it's not easy to communicate about injuries.
It's not ideal.
And he's awful at that. And then you've got a general manager that feels the need to step all over the toes of that manager that's not good at communicating with the media.
And that's the other part. They're not communicating with each other either. So they come out and say different things when they speak. And then
we'll get all these little phones.
You wonder, have they communicated with the medical staff? It is just I know there are some people we'll see it text in or message in that we're like, you guys are being over the top. I'm just like, it's far from over the top. Like, when I saw Altuve walk out and when I heard him come out and say, oh, he's fine, I thought to myself, that's what you said about Kyle. That's what you said about Chaz. That's what you said about Luis Garcia. It never seems to be smooth. Oh yeah, man. Hurt his hamstring. Gonna be out this long. Feeling better. It is never smooth. It always seems like they just.
Even if you want to be a little bit transparent with it, there is a way to be a little bit transparent with it, right? It's, like you said, I don't think it has anything to do with the Astros medical staff. I'm sure they're top flight. I'm sure they're some of the most elite in the game in big league sports. But at the end of the day, it's like those, they don't meet.
Yeah, they clearly
don't. I'm not sure anyone over there knows how to read an X-ray or an MRI.
I would. You're right.
I've never met a coach that reads X-rays or MRIs, right?
But somebody is. Joe said yesterday pregame verbatim, we did an X-ray and there was no fracture. An X-ray is supposed to show you if there's a damn fracture.
Yeah, but Tyler, I bet you that there.
That same X-ray a day later had a fracture on it.
But I bet you, Tyler, there would be something with the medical staff that they communicated, like Joe, and said, hey, Joe, we still need to make sure we get all of this imaging before we completely know.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
before we completely know. But
Joe,
they don't communicate.
We hadn't seen anything yet, but there's some swelling in there that may, or we need to do further imaging.
But to your point.
And he walks out there and the media starts asking questions and he just can't. He can't field them.
But to your point, Clint, I was saying yesterday, you might want to hold off on the, yeah, man, I think we're good if you haven't seen all the imaging. Like,
it would make sense now, right?
And he said, nah, man, he's good. Now he had to come back on. All right, what you got coming up?
All right, I got to give a little bit more credit. We talked a lot about Kenyon Green in that last game. I've finished up that tape and watched it from a little different lens, and I can't put this one to bed without giving these couple of guys some serious love. And then there's one concern coming from the game that I got to believe that the Bears are going to take or are going to at least try to take advantage of.